Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody that's seated, tonight's the night for KSK Radio Station. Be on there to give God the praise and the glory in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Prophetess, are you there? Prophetess, are you there? Rosetta, are you there? Well, I guess she'll be on there in a few minutes. I just want to give God the praise and the glory this hour and thank you for everything he has done and the things he's going to do for us. Amen. Are you on there, Reverend Sister?
Hey, Pastor Hunter. Yes, I am. Praise the Lord.
Okay, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
First, giving honor to God and thanking the Lord for another day. Thanking the Lord for your obedience to his ministry, that in spite of your flesh on today, not feeling well in your body, that you pressed on for the ministry of Jesus Christ. And I thank KASK for allowing us to come together tonight. I pray there's something to be said on today to draw people closer to the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our topic today is coming from Mark chapter 12 and verse 28. And the topic is, it's a matter of love. And according to Deuteronomy 6 and 5, which I'm going to read first, it says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. That's in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. Our topic today is coming from Mark chapter 12, verse 28. I'll give everybody a minute while I open it up with a little prayer before I get started. That's Mark chapter 12, verse 28. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for another day. We thank you for this opportunity, Father, to spread the gospel. We thank you, Father, for the word, Father God, that's going to go forth. Our sword, Father God, we thank you for the shield of faith, Father God. We thank you that we are armed, Father God, every day of our lives as we live in this earth until you call us home, Father. I thank you for your word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. It's a matter of love. According to Mark chapter 12 and 28, the word says, and one of the scribes came and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well and asked him, which is the first commandment of all? They're talking to Jesus. And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is this, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like this, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. there is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said unto him, well, master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. But to love him with all your heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that does ask him any questions. Jesus answered them. Sometimes, Pastor Hunter, when you're talking to people, you say the right thing, they'll stop all the questions. Jesus came at them straight. You should love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul and spirit. And the second commandment is love your neighbor as yourself. Before you go doing people wrong, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So that was the topic on today, and I pray that something's going to be said, that we all going to get a lesson on love on tonight, that it is a matter of love. And in the scripture, with talking about the commandments, the scribes had came to him, Pastor Hunter, because they were too busy thinking about the old law. Jesus is letting them know, we're not under the law anymore. We're under the dispensation of grace. And I'm getting ready to give you a commandment. First, I'm going to give you this commandment. And the second one is just as important as the first one. And that's what Jesus was trying to let the scribes know. And the thing was is that they were always trying to find fault with Jesus, although they never could. The word's telling us down here at the end that once he answered that question, they didn't have anything else to say because he told them about the kingdom of God. He said, you ain't far from the kingdom of God. That really, I'm sure, perplexed them. So instead of asking them exactly what you mean about that, they decided, we're through. We're not going to ask him any more questions. And they went on. But according to the New International Version, in verse 28, it reads this. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating, noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer. How can you have a good answer, Pastor Hunter? According to 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's how he had a good answer. He knew and he had studied the word. Of course, it wasn't the word. He was the word, but you understood that he understood what he heard from the Father through the Holy Spirit. And he asked him, of all the commandments, which is the most important? Jesus' answer was this. The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. Pastor Hunter, that's a lot of love. I had studied this text on earlier today about love, and it is, again, a matter of love. And I know one time before we talked about unconditional love, how we are to love one another unconditionally. But this love is talking about the love that we should have for God and God's people. And I want to get your opinion, Pastor Hunter, at this time. I know you're not feeling well, but I didn't want to take up a lot of time talking and allow others to speak what I feel like the Lord had put up on my heart today.
Okay, what is the question? Out of statement, what is it?
About the great commandment. Why did Jesus tell the scribes about the great commandment?
The first commandment is love God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. And the second one is love your neighbor as yourself. That's two of the greatest commandments that Jesus left. And these men, as we see today, we got more theologians and more people in the doctorate, they know more about, but they don't know the real word of God. That's part of the issue. Amen?
Yeah. Amen. Amen. When our desire for God dominates our heart, our minds will stay focused on the ways to serve him, and our actions will further follow because we have a kingdom mind. We don't have a world mind. We should have a kingdom mind in the earth.
May I say this?
Yes.
The Bible teaches all of us who know the word. The Bible said the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within you. It's in you. It's behind your flesh, your three layers of skin, your first layer, second layer, third layer. It's in you. And that's why it's so hard. Once you get the kingdom of God in you, that's why it's so hard to get it out of you. And that's why Jesus said what he said. Amen?
Yeah, Jesus said, thou art not from the kingdom of God. And after he said that, they were probably more perplexed because they didn't understand that. And after that, they walked away. They didn't have any more questions, any more comments or statements. They walked away because that was godly wisdom. Pastor Hunter, can you open up the lines before we go further?
Are they open right now? Are they open?
Yes.
They're open. The line's open.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry. I was, I had put on, you know, on my Facebook page that y'all had a radio station, and that's what I was doing. I had just got through calling.
Amen. Well, you got a question? Go ahead and ask. It wasn't asked.
Well, I was just flipping open my Bible and put it on there. So I was listening to y'all talk about spreading the love of Jesus Christ and, you know, studying yourself to be a pleaser of God in Jesus Christ. So that's what I'm focusing on right now because I'm getting ready to make myself more stronger in the Lord. Not getting ready, but I am. You know, making sure because I didn't went through a lot of trials and tribulations, and no matter how bad it seems, I'm more stronger to deal with things that might come my way. And I thank God for that every day.
Well, one of the things that you do, one thing I will say to you, my beloved sister, the more you get on your knees to God, lift your hand before God and say, Father, I thank you that you have allowed me once again to come before you. And once you do that, see, the kingdom of God is within you, but you have to walk in the faith of what Jesus said. Faith is the stuff of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. You can't see the kingdom of God is within you. Because when I was in my teaching, I told some people that when Jesus died on the cross, he had no blood in his body. There was no blood in his body. Because you go back into John, look in the right about the part of the land of St. John, you're going to find where the blood of Jesus Christ was spewed all out. And Jesus and the Holy Ghost took the blood back to the altar. And that's why when he did that, Jesus on the right-hand side of God, but the angel was right there because there was 40 days that they waited, and 50 days was in Pentecost because Jesus was not going to return back to say one more time. He got one more time to come back. If you're not ready for him, you're going to miss him. He's going to come back as King of Kings. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, we thank the Lord for that. But I was reading earlier about evangelism, and whether we're talking about love or not, we always want to talk about evangelism and drawing lost souls to Christ, and it'd be good if we can get people that don't know him to call in. So we're going to work on continuing to evangelize that we may have some callers to come in who don't know him and who want a deeper and a closer walk with him and may have some questions. But the one thing Jesus talked to his disciples about and also showed his disciples is that they had to learn to live his way, not man's way, but God's way. He knew no matter what they were trying to do, that they had to follow him, follow his principles, follow his leading and his guiding of the Holy Spirit. His disciples needed to know how to experience the manifested word, how to believe by faith that they could lay hands on the sick. On last Sunday, I preached a word concerning the commission of the disciples and how they were not to take their purses. They were not to take a coat. Matter of fact, don't even take two pairs of shoes. Take what you got on, and if people don't receive, shake the dust off your feet. And that Jesus wanted them to trust that God had their back. Oftentimes, Pastor Hunter, if we don't have money on our credit card and money in our purse, it's hard to take a journey. It's hard to take a trip because a lot of people are not going to see things the way you do. They don't want to feed you if they don't know you. But Jesus told them to take a step of faith as they journeyed from the place that he told them to go. He told them where not to go. He gave them instructions on where to go. And that oftentimes Jesus demonstrating to them how he wanted them to live, how he wanted them to believe. And then when they went and they saw so much when they came back and they had testimonies of what they experienced while they were away. Not just one person, but it was 12 of them that he commissioned and he sent out. That he want us to continue to be disciples in this earth. There's somebody out there, they don't know him. Pastor Hunter, you could pray for somebody in Walmart. Next thing you know, there's a tear falling, and you haven't said much to them. You start praying the sinner's prayer. You start telling them how special they are. You start telling about John 3:16, how God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Any mother knows what it feels like to give your only begotten son. And once you begin, let the Holy Spirit use you, you got them because a tear is going to fall and you know that you have reason. So I thought on tonight, I remind people of God that we are disciples. How are we disciples? You continue to study to show yourself approved unto God, stand in that word and knowing the word, and God's going to use your life. We all want to be about his business. It's not just Pastor Hunter's business. It's Jesus' business, and we're all about his business. Pastor Hunter has a blog talk radio. Some of us have churches. Some of us have outreach ministries. But it's our job. It's our call to do what he has called us. We're the employee. He's the employer. He has employed us, Pastor Hunter, to go out here and to compel men to come. So I thank the Lord for this opportunity to be able to talk to the people of God. Each time that we're on, talk about different things. I listened to the preachers on last week. I didn't have too much to comment on because it was a time to listen. And I heard about four ministers on air, and they're about God's business. They're getting ready to have a big convention, Pastor Hunter. Remember the man that's having the convention? We might want to even mention that because that's an opportunity for the saints to go. Well, I know that it's at a convention center, Pastor Hunter, but I didn't remember the convention center or the man of God's name. I didn't write it down, but I know it's coming up. And the saints that would like to have a table, it was like $100 to have a vendor table. Whether you're selling T-shirts, whether you're passing out tracts, whatever it is, it's all about kingdom building, and he's going to have some bands there. So I just remember hearing while I was on the Blog Talk Radio that sometimes y'all can call in on different days, not just this day. Call in, and you'll hear the word going forth from men and women of God. So we thank the Lord for this opportunity. Another aspect about Jesus' life was that he portrayed to his disciples the importance and the use of the Holy Scriptures. Pastor Hunter, he didn't give his opinion. Oftentimes these preachers are getting in his pulpit. Pastor Hunter, I was at Office Depot, and this lady told me she had been at this church for a long time, but she getting ready to leave because she tired of hearing about these preachers' personal opinion. She came to hear the word. She tired of all the anniversaries and all the different services that's going on. She says she want to give unto the Lord. She want to pay her tithe. She want to pay her offering. But there's just so much other stuff going on in the church that they're talking about. She could hardly walk out the door and know, well, okay, what did the preacher preach about? So she was just seeing how, you know, she was hungering and thirsting after the word of God. Jesus was making it clear to the disciples about the scripture. He told them about Elijah, Moses. He didn't pull any punches. Even if they didn't understand the parables and the mystery, he still taught them, you know. And I thank the Lord for that on today.
Amen. Well, let me ask you this for your audience. Y'all listen, anybody got any prayer requests or needs so we can pray for them while they're on there, and we can watch God move? Anybody got a prayer request? All you got to do, you got to tell us your name. Tell us what you want. We're going to pray for you. Everybody went silent.
I'm getting ready to go on a 3-day fast with a young lady who has asked me to fast with her. So I'm going to touch and agree, and we're going to bring a sacrificial offering of our bodies before God Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for 3 days. And we've already put the fast before God, so I want to pray God's strength through this time that we get a rhema word from the Lord. So if you would pray and anoint us for that, I would appreciate it.
Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this night, Father, with all that we have, because from the rising to the setting of the sun, you still are God. And then, Father, we just believe tonight we have many more seeking out to know the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, to know the name of Jesus Christ. And those who come into a fast, for you said, something come by fasting and praying. And, Father, as we come to know it, we know that fasting and praying, we know that you will reveal it to us, not when we want, but the right time, your way of doing it. I want to thank you for the audience tonight that listens. I pray for the needs that they have tonight, somebody that's listening, somebody that's touching their body, somebody that's touching their mind, somebody that's touching their heart, their lungs, their kidneys, the whole body right now. Father, for you said, the anointing is always there for those that can believe. I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you tonight for this group. I want to thank you for the house of prayer. I want to thank you for the house of prayer. I want to thank you for the house of prayer. And I'm asking somebody Touch him tonight, Father.
Lord Jesus, thank you for that prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else got a prayer request?
I do have a prayer request. I am really, really trying to quit smoking, and I ask that you help me take the taste of the nicotine out of my mouth. And my children are coming home, so I have to quit. I have to quit for my own health and my children's health, especially my youngest daughter.
Well,
and
Father,
I really have to quit.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come, and we believe as we touch her by faith, we reach out into the universe and touch her right now. And we command all of the nicotine and all the stuff out of a cigarette will leave her mouth. Let it be like dung. Let it be like dung. Let it be like dung, Father, in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer to her in the name of Jesus. Bless her, Father. Cause her to know that you are who you say you are. I want to thank you for Rosetta. I want to thank you for the Lord she has for the people. I want to thank you for those who are here now on the radio station. I believe, Father, that all things work together. Don't be afraid, God. There is no God but me. I'm the only God. Don't let the devil tell you that God done this. God didn't do nothing to us. God sent his only begotten Son for us, that we believe on him, we shall live again. And I know in this day we live in, the time is coming. Things are happening all around the world, and we're going to give God the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Pastor, I have a scripture to read while you were praying. A scripture came to me in Hebrews. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's in Hebrews chapter 11. We believe by faith that we surrender cigarettes, sugar, because that's one of the first things that I give up is what I like. I give up what I like, which is sugar. But I believe, God, by faith that he's going to hear our prayer and that he's going to receive our fast that we're doing, you know, these upcoming 3 days. And I also pray and I ask God that he gives me a lifestyle, Pastor Hunter, of fasting and praying. And I know that we talk about it all the time, that you'll tell me, woman of God, you have to push that plate. You have to flip it over sometime. We are spirit, and we have to hear from him in the spirit. We have to flip them plates over. So I know that you ministered to me about that, but I wanted to share that scripture in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so I thank the Lord for the word on tonight.
Amen. Did anybody else?
They ain't going to have any prayer or comment.
I would like to now just pray my strength grow stronger in the Lord.
Now, we pray your strength in the Lord. What kind of strength do you want?
Just strength to where I won't waver or fall, or just so I can keep my focus on God's word.
Well, let me ask you this, love. Do you love the Holy Spirit?
Yes, indeed.
Have you received him?
Yes, indeed.
Have you spoken that foreign language?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to tell the Spirit by the Spirit. The Bible says tell the Spirit by the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Will you pray for me in tongues? Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Will you pray for me in tongues?
You kind of got me on the spot there.
Kicha le toka le hita sa soko lembo kosari hita sa
soko. Father God, move by your spirit, Father, in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of fear, Father, right now, in Jesus' name. For you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. And I thank you for it, Father, right now, in Jesus' name.
And then, Father, the matter I just said, you let the anointing of the Holy Spirit be upon us, on the crown of our heads, on the sole of our feet. Let the fire in our belly just explode. Let it explode, Father, that she'll see. I love her. I thank you, Father. I love her, Father. I love her, Father. I love her. I love her, Father. What you're doing, you know what you're doing. Father, all of us don't come to the understanding, but you have taught us. You've brought us to where we are right now. And we said, thank you. This sister, we love her. We know she's going to speak in tongues. We know that tonight she's going to have a great visitation by you. We know it, Father. We just believe it. Give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, the Lord bless y'all and keep y'all. Anybody got anything else?
Well, I'm going to read Jude, Pastor Hunter, at the end in the word. I thank you for pressing to do what God has called you to do, pressing through the sinus and the cold that's afflicted your body. We pray that God will divinely heal you on the next time. You'll know without a shadow of a doubt that the Lord has healed your body and you feel better. But in Jude, it says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you now. Okay?
All right.
All right. You take care, Amen. Pastor. All right.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You got them better.
I don't care what I'm saying, don't get me wrong. All right.